Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the hottest new show on the internet, where your host is an innovator, motivator, captivator, an inspirator, and an authoress. She comes raw and uncut. Sit back and relax. You're about to be unmasked by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Every Friday, right here, 7:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
So dance. You wanna dance? I'ma make you dance. You wanna move? I'ma make you move. True Hill, come on.
I've got this feeling I can't turn it loose. That somebody else is getting next to you. Can't walk around like I was your fool. Cause being who I am, I can't lose my cool. My friends keep telling me about things going on, but deep in my heart, babe, I hope that I'm wrong. Somebody sleeping in my something's wrong, cause it's written on your face. Said it hurts so bad when I walk through the door. But you know one thing, I ain't coming back no more. Don't try to tell me things are still the same, cause when we made love, I heard you call his name.
Too many.
My life ain't complete if I ain't got no buzz, and can't nobody do it like we do. It's a must rap bust any mic you hand to me, and represent for the rest of the family.
Well, I'm known for making moves on my own big songs, and how I keep it coming strong to the early morning.
Let me
come
interrupt
on.
The regular schedule, twisted off high levels of bubonic, choking amateurs till they vomit.
I make you sick 'cause I'm the williest.
Too much for you to deal with, my niggas are right quick, survive or die big.
Why switch this remix? Hurts every day, it's like this, and I never stop putting in work. I rock from L.A. to Drew Hill. Something you can feel. All I'm about is that dollar bill. What the deal?
Funkier than Parliament. Stay bent behind tent. Keep a nigga paying my rent. My goldie 8 cent lingers. VBS describe best what's on the finger.
We make believers out of dreams.
Sleeping in my messing with my.
Well, hello, everybody. This is authoress Terry E. Lyle with a segment of Unmask, because I'm going to bring it to you raw and in your face. But before we get started with our guests, I must say this. Last week was my launch show, and I had on the R&B vocalist, Natrell, And like anything that's new, it's like birthing a baby. There was a little glitches. So we must bring that young man back on our show, as well as I want to wish everybody a merry, merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. And I want to give all honor to God because he woke me up in my right mind. Now, he might not agree with my topic tonight, so I'm telling you right now, if you got kids, get them out the room because my guest, she is an expert on fellatio. It's about how you suck a dick. It's about the licky, licky, licky. But before we bring her on, I want to say hello to Gail Delicious Johnson, who is my co-host tonight. How are you, sweetie?
I am fantastic, darling. Couldn't have been better.
Well, you know I am looking forward to this show because I already thought that I knew what to do, but this honey right here, Miss Angel, oh, my God. I've got it on my ears perked. I got my mouth all wet. I got my tongue all juiced up, and I'm going to learn a few things. So with that being said, hello, Angel.
Hello, honey bunnies. How are you?
Hi, Angel. How are you, darling?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
That's wonderful.
You know, some people who haven't seen you, they should have seen that video. That video was off the chain. But I ain't going to let it spill out. We're going to start let Angel say how you get started, you know, and to being an expert of sucking dick.
Well, I started, it's been 9 years, and I started off basically just wanting to tell my friends what I was doing in the bedroom. And I constantly was telling them things, but there's nothing like the visual. So I said, look, you know, ladies, just come and give you a class. And, you know, I gave out notebooks. They took notes. I taught them the techniques. And they went home and performed. And they gave me the feedback, like, oh, my God, it worked. He came 5 minutes or less. My mouth never was tired. Oh, my God, that was wonderful. So they told their friends. And 9 years later, hundreds of thousands of women later, here I am.
Wow. You know, a lot of women out there, they want to act like they don't suck penis. They ain't put that stick in their mouth and got their jaws all swole. But, you know, I ain't going to tell that lie because I thought that I'm pretty good at that shit as well. You know, I don't know how you eat it, but other people be saying, come on, do some more. But, you know, tell me what got you into being so focused on that part. I mean, was it because somebody couldn't eat your JJ good? So you decided, so let me show you how it's done on the opposite tip.
No, that wasn't the motivation. It really was I was dating someone, and I didn't know what I was doing because I had never done it prior to him. And he asked, and I realized it was just something I was clueless in. And as I was performing, he wasn't giving me feedback. And I realized how a lot of women have, you know, experienced the same thing. Men aren't really articulate of what they want orally. They just want you to go down there and get it. And so, you know, and as a woman, I realized that you want to be better than the last chick. That's you truly your motivation sexually. You want to do things that he's never, ever gotten done before because you want to stick out in the crowd. So I studied. I was trying to really get this thing down right. One time he was making some noises, and I got excited. And then I just kind of made a plan of what I needed to do. And then I did it. And he was so into it, I stopped. And he was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to write this shit down. So I started writing down everything I did. And he was like, are you serious? I'm like, yes, because I want to get it right. I really want to, you know, perform. I want to make you bust, you know, come. So the day he actually orgasmed, it was like winning the lottery. Because I felt like it was just so hard. Right. And so from then on, that's when basically I started telling my friends And the feedback, women getting married, women getting cars, homes, shopping sprees, relationships getting better, just from how I teach fellatio, because it's not always just about the sex. It's also about the communication. A lot of people just don't really tell each other what they want sexually. Everybody just assume they're good, and they just perform. But what's good for Harry not going to be good for Bob, like what's good for Sally not going to be good for Sue. You can't just go in and do what you always done with everyone else. You have to customize your lovemaking for the person you're with, and people don't do that. So I teach them how.
Absolutely. And with that being said, let me ask you a question. Now, me personally, I don't have no problem sucking dick, but I ain't going to swallow because, you know, what a person ate that day might come out in the sperm, and that don't taste all that good. So what I do, I let the shit cascade down the shaft of his penis, you know, while I keep on sucking it, you know. And I got my own little skills, too, because, man, I had this one guy. He was crying like a bitch. I'm talking about he was, like, screaming, and that shit turned me on because he was all up into that. I said, ooh, I'm digging this, you know. So, you know. I've learned as well, Angel, how to know when a guy is being pleased because of his responses. And I know my co-host, Gail, right here, I'm sure she got some questions she want to ask because
but
she's experienced.
Can I elaborate on one thing? Can I elaborate on one thing that you just said? Because you were saying, like, about the semen. A lot of women don't like the taste of semen, but I do have tricks for everything. A couple of tricks, ladies. If you know you're going to give them head or you think, always put cinnamon or pineapples in your man's diet. It instantly sweetens the taste no matter what he eats. Because
okay.
You always eat cinnamon,
pineapples. In my pantry, too. Okay.
Yes. 30 minutes to an hour. It will taste like candy. Another thing that women can do is if when your man is about to ejaculate, usually you some people know, but if you don't know, just say, baby, tell me when you're going to ejaculate. When he does, if you're right-handed, take your hand. Or as you're stroking it, take your hand to the base of his penis right above the testicles.
Mm-hmm.
And with the thumb, pinch a little bit. All you're doing is just cutting off the urethra. So as he's ejaculating, nothing is coming out, but he still has the sensation that he orgasmed because it still went through the testicles and the prostate. So you can still keep sucking, and he thinks he's coming down your throat, and he's not. And then you could take it out your mouth and release your finger. And when you do, when it shoots out, this is going to feel like he came twice.
Oh, shit. Okay. I got it right there. Down. Well, do you have a book?
Wow.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, I got a trick for everything.
A half hour before, and then hold a little bottom of the shaft, you know, so it don't go to the urethra. And then, you know, it's still going to come splash twice. Oh, hell yes.
Yes. Girl, I got tricks for everybody. Whatever you need, I got you.
Okay, but first let's let the guests know. Anybody who want to call in and talk to Angel, dial 347-945-6003 and then press 1 because I know your hand is up. And on that note, I'm going to let my co-host, Gail Delicious Johnson, ask you the question that she wants to ask.
Okay, you had mentioned about giving them the pineapple and the cinnamon stick. You say you give them that before you get ready to do the blowjob, or do you give that, let them take that over a period of time?
No. Well, my personal suggestion is that's something they should have in their diet all the time if you're a dick sucker all the time. But for instance, you know that you want to plan something really special with your man tonight. You know, get him, like, some Cinnabon. You don't want to do a cinnamon stick, but, like, Cinnabon, something with cinnamon in it, or something, pineapples or pineapple juice, and have him eat or drink any one of those things 30 minutes to an hour before you give him head.
Okay.
And it will sweeten it instantly.
And that's a guarantee. But, see, my thing with semen, it reminds me so much of sputum. And I just can't, I can't get past that. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Well, then what you can do is a couple of things. You can either do it the trick I told you before, you pinch it off and it doesn't come out, and then you could just release it and let it shoot in the air or in the towel or whatever, or your chest or whatever you want. Or you can push it as far back in your throat. When he's about to ejaculate, just push it back. You don't have a deep throat. Just put it far back enough that when it does shoot out, you won't taste it or feel it. It just goes straight down your throat. You just swallow, and then you keep going. You won't even know.
I don't know about that.
I'm kind of like gagging at the thought of my damn self.
But I think it's more or less a mental thing with me. Not to say that maybe one day I may do that, but it would have to be with my husband. But, you know, it's just something that I just can't get over the fact of, you know, and then it's kind of gooey and thick and
So the blocking off will be the best thing for you. The whole technique of pinching it off when he's about to ejaculate, that way it won't come out. He still feel like he has an orgasm. He still think you're sucking and swallowing. And then when you finish sucking, you can just release that pinch that you have at the base and then just let it shoot out wherever it's going to go. And then everyone wins.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must be how I would do it, because I you know, like, it's just a mental type thing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I've
worked in a hospital and, you know, saw all kind of things that are stomach turners. And like I said, sputum is the worst. So that's, you know, something that I really would have to get over, you know, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. I had was doing fellatio on this guy, and I began to manipulate his balls, and they were just like, for him, he's never really had them manipulated like that. And he actually more or less had an orgasm from me manipulating his balls and me sucking him, because, you know, he would get to the point where he would say, stop, I'm getting ready to come, because he already know I'm not swallowing nothing, I'm getting ready to come.
Right.
So then, you know, he kept doing that over and over and over there. So finally, I'm just manipulating his balls, and he just, you know, when he said stop, then after that, he just came.
Mm-hmm.
How is that controlled, you know, because I think maybe that was the first time he'd ever had his balls even played with while, you know, getting fellatio. So how do you control that as far as, like, keeping him from coming, you know, and still, you know, manipulate his balls?
Well, the thing is this. We have to understand the four sensitivities of a man's penis. There are only four. The first one is the frenulum, and that's that part on the underbelly of his penis where the head and the shaft meets. It looks just like a little arrow. The same thing we have under our tongue, and we have one on the top of our clit. Then the head of his penis is the second most sensitive spot. There's 4,000 nerve endings there. Then the coronal ridge, for those who don't know, that's that thin strip of skin go around the base of the head of his penis. So it's like the shaft, the corona, and then the head. That's the third most sensitive spot. And then the balls, they're number four. Men don't have that much feeling in the shaft for their penises, not as many nerve endings. So if you're manipulating all four at the same time, most definitely he is going to have an orgasm much faster than he normally would. So for this young man, for him to have his, you know, testicles manipulated as he's getting head, of course it took the orgasm to another level. Now, you have to be responsible enough to say, look, I know he's probably going to bust. I don't know when he's going to bust because you might not know his mannerisms. That's when you say, look, when you about to come, let me know. And you can laugh because I want to swallow every bit and I don't want to miss it. In other words, I'm about to clip this stuff off so when you come, I won't taste it. You know what I'm saying? And that way... and that's what the communication part is, the key of sex. No one is disappointed, you know, because nobody wants you to run from him when he's nuts. Men don't run from us when we do it. Why should we run from them? And it's because, of course, the texture and the taste and our fears of it or whatever. So the control factor of that is you can suck his balls, lick his head, do whatever you want to do to his perineum, his butthole or whatever. But as soon as he says, okay, baby, I'm about to come, you know, take that hand down, pinch it off, and then just keep on sucking.
Oh,
and then
okay.
You don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have another question for you, Angel. Now, I know some people say when guys are sucking on their nipples, their breasts, you know, that small-breasted women don't like a lot of pressure on their nipples, and bigger-breasted women do. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but me, per se, I'm more voluptuous breast size. I do like some pain increasing on my nipples as I get to go there, as I'm getting a peek. Now, these guys that have small penises, you know, do they have a problem with the pain factor, or it's too hard because they are small, you know, or you got to try to find it? I'm seeing so many different dicks, man, one like a 3 inches, and sometimes I'm like, it's hard to work with, you know. So what's your opinion on that?
You're so funny. Now, to be honest with you, I don't particularly believe that size matter when it comes to pain. Pain is all about your nerve endings. You know what I'm saying? It's just what you can tolerate. So if you with someone, I mean, but, you know, it's a thin line between pain and sex. You know, some people like to really feel pain, and that's erotic for them. So that's when all the dialogue comes as well. I don't really think it has nothing to do with the size of his penis, the size of his nipples, or anything, because I have large breasts, but I'm very sensitive. I don't like a lot of pain in nothing. I don't want you to beat it up. I don't want you to bite me. I don't want you to do none of that. I can do it to you, but don't do it to me. And that's just because I'm very hypersensitive when it comes to everything, pain, light, all that. So it's the individual. It has nothing to do with size.
Okay, well, I hear that. And that's amazing. And I know there's going to be a lot of questions from our listeners. And listeners, if you want to call in and talk to Angel, dial 347-945-6003 while we talk about sucking dick. I'm going to put it out there, D-I-C-K. All right, and we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back really soon with Angel and Felatio.
Come over here, sweetie. I really want to talk to you for a few moments. Hey.
He kissed you on your cheek and called you baby. It doesn't mean he run. No,
girl, could you listen for a minute? You ain't the one who's in
it. Yeah, don't get it twisted. I ain't hating, cause I've been there, I've done that. I'm just watching you.
Wow. That was by Aretha Franklin and Fantasia, Put You Up on the Game. And our guest tonight is Miss Angel. She's an expert on fellatio. And for those who haven't heard the term, it's sucking dick. This chick, man, she could tell you how to flip it, how to lick it, how to do whatever you got to do. She said 9 years ago, I guess she had an epiphany. I don't know why the dick was in her mouth, whether she just got there and said, wow, this shit is good. You know, I don't know what it was. But, baby, I've heard some things that, Angel, you know how to take a grapefruit, and the guy, if you don't see it, he thinks it's of a JJ.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do that? Some guys, you know, I might want them to think this is a pussy. If they're hitting it right, I might get a little I might need a break.
Well, just to let everyone know, and you guys know, I do have two DVDs out, and I'm also an author as well, and you can actually get those on my website. And the grapefruit technique I do in all my classes, but I also do have it on one of my DVDs, Angel Fellatio Secrets. That's the one that went viral all over the place. And on that particular technique, it's the way you cut it and the way you manipulate on his penis and suck. It gives him the same feeling of sex and head at the same time. So say it's a day that you just don't want to, you know, suck, but you want to do something a little special and a little freakier, you blindfold him and then you grapefruit him. So it's a way, it's, you know, it's got to be a certain temperature. You got it's the whole scenario how I set it all up that blows his mind. Because you can't just come in the room with a grapefruit cut up and then do it, because it take away the whole expectation of the whole technique. But it is amazing. I had women got just deadly off of doing the grapefruit.
Well, you got some time if you want to share a little something, give us a tip that we can take to bed with us tonight, because I'm sure the guys listen, they say, yeah, I'm going to tell my woman how to do this, instead of just trying to shove your damn head on his penis, and then when you try to go up the air, they trying to shove it back. Man, that shit ain't no fun. Come on now. Don't be holding me down. I ain't captive. Yeah.
Well, one thing I do want people to know is I have 50 different techniques. But I do guarantee at least 98% that a man will have an orgasm 5 minutes or less, and her mouth will never get tired. My website is angelserotisolutions.com, which you can purchase the DVDs. The DVDs are much better to get because the blowjob has to be done in an order. It's not like random techniques you go home and do, and then he's going to actually bust, because now you're doing the same thing over and over. The trick of giving great head is, you always change up your manipulation when you're giving head. It is called dick confusion. You have to keep the dick confused for it to stay up. Usually you do the same thing over and over and over, and so does the ladies before you and so on. So once you change it up and you don't have to do a whole lot of work, he comes quicker. Your mouth never gets tired. One of the techniques I love is always about the wetness. It's called mouth watering good. A lot of people trip out with this technique because I get really, really wet, and they'd be like, there's just so much saliva, and I have these sound effects, but no one will ever forget me because of those two things. One, you just take his penis, push as far back in your throat that you can to gag. When you gag, your mouth waters and your eyes tear. That's an automatic thing that your body's going to do. Once you gag a couple of times, the fluid is never going to stop. It's going to continue to come, and that's the key to sucking dick. Nobody wants to have dry sex. Why would he want to have dry head? So once the saliva is going, I make a sound effect in the back of my throat, kind of like you're hawking, even though it sounds gross, like a sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually helps to buffer the back of your throat because it's so invasive. It helps to manipulate the juices, the saliva, to make it thicker and foamier than the average females look like. And nobody wants a dick sucked quiet. So once you're doing that, all that manipulation and all that juices and all that sound effect, you messing him up just on the first technique, because the average woman would never do that. Everything with women is
pretty. You know, do you think that he's going to get confused when you like, he think your ass is...
Well, you know what? It's going to take him off. You know, you're going to take him off a square, but all he's going to either tell you is, you know what, damn, baby, that shit feel good, or he's going to tell you, look, you know, you're doing way too much. Can you calm that down? So at least you know then if he likes it or not. You know what I'm saying? But why baby step yourself into it? I feel like oral sex, head sex should always start at the top. You come out the bag doing the best. and then you keep doing the best, and then you take it away. That's when you, towards the end, you get stingy. You give it, and you take it away. That's power in head. Most women just give,
I like
give,
that.
Give,
that's where
and then you bring the buck. Exactly. You have to give it, take it away, and then make him beg, then you give him the finale. He busts you in there for life.
Woo, girl, how can I get my DVD? God damn, I don't want a book. I want to see this shit. I want nothing to do with it. Though.
Right. You go to Angel with an S, Erotic Solutions with an S.com, and click on products, and all my DVDs and books are right there, step by step, slow motion. The blue DVD, I actually teach ladies how to squirt. Painless anal. I teach you a fantasy hot spot of the man's body, the grateful technique, and a blowjob. So you get all of that. That equals like a class. My class is $700. You get all of that in one DVD for $24.95.
Oh, that's wonderful. I definitely will be ordering me a copy because I want to be memorable. Anybody who gets some of this, so they'll know when they've been there that ain't too many sisters out there doing it like you just described. And
exactly.
Pretty reasonable, but let's go back a little further. You said 9 years ago you had you learned how to master the art of sucking dick. Okay, prior to that, what was your love life like? You know, what was your love making skills like?
It was fine, but I wasn't giving head before prior to that. No one ever asked me. I just, you know, I thought I was pretty and the sex was good, and I guess I figured I could just skate through life without doing it. Nobody asked, so it wasn't a big deal. I was just that lay on the back, ride a chick. So I never was into the fellatio until the particular person I was with, you know, he was like, okay, we've been doing this for a while. When you going to suck my dick? And I was like, me? I'm like, that's what other girls do. I need to suck dick for real. He was like, yeah. I was like, okay, let me figure this out then. So that's really how it all started. Now I was doing this. I was doing it longer than 9 years ago. I got with him in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I want everyone out there to know. Well, like I just started fucking 9 years ago, and I'm an expert. I started in the 90s, but I didn't start teaching until 9 years ago because that's when I really mastered the art of fellatio.
Well, sister, I'm
let me
sure
ask
you
this, Angel.
You know more than the average bear, you know? My God, you know?
Yeah. Because you know what? It's really an art to it. It's not just going down sucking. It's really a connection with you and that other person. And I tell people this all the time, and not to cut you guys off, but this is so important. I want people to understand. Your vagina, nothing will ever replace it. Your vagina is amazing. God made them beautiful. They, you know, if they're too dry, you can add a little juice to it. If they're too loose, you can tighten it up with some Kegels. So, but 9 times out of 10, you make love to a man, he's going to have an orgasm. That's 99.9% of men. But every man is not going to enjoy your head. Some men are going to say, don't do it again. Some are going to tolerate it. Some are going to say, never do it again. But once you got good vagina and great head, that's when you become a beast. And I want every woman walking on this earth to become beastly. They walking around here with raggedy head thinking they know what they're doing, and they don't. And men are not going to tell you because they don't want to hurt your feelings. That's just natural for a man. They don't want to break up with you because they don't want to hurt your feelings. They just walk away. Women want to know. And so I'm your fellatio superhero. You don't have to think about it no more. I'm here to answer all the questions that you've all wondered. That's who I am. I'm the key. I'm the key.
Well, girlfriend, you my shiro, because damn, as soon as I get off this, you ordered my damn copy because I thought I was bad, but I want to be a beast. I want to,
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
No, that's right. Well, Angel,
ooh,
let me ask you this
question.
Gail,
do you
want to
say something to our special guest,
yes.
Angel?
Yes, I do. Let me ask you this question, Angel. As far as, like, some women, they gag when they, you know, when the dick hits the back of their throat. Now, there are numbing aids that you can use. Do you suggest that or just for them to get used to it hitting the back of their throat?
This is what they're going to do. Do not get a numbing aid. Now, if it's just so invasive, do, like, the chloroseptic spray, something really mild like that. But you want to gag. Gagging is what's helping your throat to get nice and wet. But if he's constantly hitting the back, you have to learn this technique, and it's called how to control the dick. So what you're going to do is this. You're going to take it, push it far back in your throat, and gag. Once you gag, take your hand at that point by your mouth where you gagged at. Now, take his penis out. Your hand is now your key. You know, this is how much of his penis I could take in my mouth to gag. You only want to gag a couple of times. Remember where that area is, and then take your hand and slide it up a little bit further, and then just do a basic blowjob, meaning you always control the dick. You never let the dick control you. Now you're not going to gag like you were before because you're controlling the entire situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you power.
Oh, so you said use a chloroseptic opposed to a numbing aid, and what is the difference?
That's only if you have to. That's only if you have to. I try to tell people not to use anything, because anything that'll numb your throat is going to also numb the head of his penis. The whole, you don't want him to be less sensitive, you know? So, because skin is skin. You're numbing you, you're numbing him. So it's better to try to learn a technique where you won't gag as much, like with the hand placement, more than than spraying something. But if it's just the point where you feel like you're going to throw up, I tell women, never suck dick on a full stomach. That's number one. Less chance of throwing up anyway. Right. You know? Right. And also, women, you got to understand, men do not want you to be a lady in the bed. They want you to be a hoe. So I'm not saying that it's just okay to go throw up, but if you throw up, trust me, he really doesn't care. Have a towel, throw up, and then keep it moving. You know, like, we're so worried about being so pretty. They want you to be a hoe. Hoes do hoish things. So do what you got to do. He'd be like, dang, she down for it. She throw up and still sucking my dick. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to keep sucking your dick, sir. Yes.
Well,
and
that
he's like, oh, my God, I love
her. About, you know, you discussed taking it in the rear and all the other kind of stuff. Okay. What's your feelings on a guy and a woman having sex when she's on her menstrual cycle?
I do it all the time. There's two type of ways you could do it. You could do it raw, where it's just blood everywhere. To me, that's too much cleanup, and it's just blood can get some places I might not know it went to, because, you know, stuff splatter. But I actually will put on a regular tampon. You know, I produce a lot of secretion anyway, so I'm really wet, even on my cycle, because of the shin ducts. But some women might need a little extra lubricant. And try to take the tampon and push it back a little bit. Keep the string out a little bit, push it back. And I just have him, like, take the head and put it in just so it can hit my G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I masturbate, like, with a bullet on my clit. That way I'm getting all the stimulation still.
Oh,
he's getting some head action, but he's not hurting you because it's not going all the way deep inside thrusting. So, but, you know, the juices will start moving the tampon around a little bit. So even if a little bit come out, you really don't care. But, yeah, that's really good. And then they also have a product out there. I cannot think of the name of these. It's not a tampon, but it looks like a little dome, but like a little disc. Mm-hmm. And
the diaphragm for the vagina. I know what you're talking about.
But they're not that. But they're actually for when you're on your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It looks like a diaphragm, but it's actually. I can't think of the name of it. I used to use them all the time. But basically, what you do is you take them and you slide them in. So it's just like a diaphragm, and you can actually have sex and do everything with that in. And then when you finish, you know, later in the day, because it collects all the waste matter, your cycle, and then you just pull it out, and then you discard it. So you can use those, too, if you're, like, really, really horny, you just want to do it without any blood at all. Those are really great. I just can't think of the name off the top of my head, because it's been a while since I've used them. But if anyone goes to where you buy the tampons and pads, you will see them right there. They look like little, like you said, the little disc.
Diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again,
so,
I must admit to my listeners, we are here with our guest, Angel, me and Dale Delicious Johnson, and for our guests who would like to call in, don't forget, call in to 347-945-6003 and press the number 1. That will let me know you want to ask a question. But on that, I want to ask you another question, Angel. You was talking about when you got the dick in your mouth and it's hitting the back of your throat and you like you're gagging, like you got a furball or something. More moisture. Okay, let me ask you, when a guy is fucking you in your ass, right, and you know how it makes that sound like you're farting and everything, you know, the time I ever done that, you know, I'm on it, you know, it freaked me out. But guys who've been doing it a lot, they are not uncomfortable with it because they know it's just number trapped air. So
right.
Is that a way to tell if somebody has been into this a while because they're not, you know, confused or taken aback when they hear the noise, whether it's coming out of your butt or coming out your mouth?
Well, you know what? The thing with that for anal, everyone's not going to have that same sound. The reason why that sound comes, because even if you have vaginal sex, you can have that where the air gets trapped in your vagina and sound like it's passing gas. That's because he's pulling out your vagina or your anus is open, and then he's shoving air back in when he goes back in it. If they just stay in the whole time, you won't get that. That's that old freaky pull out, want to look and stick it back in. That's why you get that back
air. Yeah, because you can't tell. You can't got eyes in the back of your head. You don't know what's going on back there.
Right.
But okay. And I do suggest when people do have anal sex to make sure that when the guy's putting it in there, this is the first time around, make sure he's very lubricant and make sure it's a little bit at a time and pull back because you don't want all this shoving up in you because it might tear something.
Yes, and actually I have a great technique for beginners, like the first time you've ever done it because a lot of people are scared. For the beginners, the best way is in the fetal position when your knees are tucked up towards your chest. The reason why is because it's less invasive on your rectum. Think about if you ever had a colonoscopy or a colonic, that is the position they put you in. Then what you're going to do is you do have him place the lubricant inside your, you know, your anus and all over his penis. I will suggest always have him use a condom. I don't care even if it's your husband. It's just, you know, you don't want to transfer feces into his urethra. And then have him just place the head in first. The reason why is because that muscle, the sphincter, its job is to keep the feces in. So when you're already tense and you're already in that position, it's doing its job. And that's why it's so painful for the beginners because the sphincter is nice and tight. But once he just places the head in and maybe count to like 10 to 15 seconds, the sphincter will actually open up and adjust to the size of his penis and suck him in because our anus is nothing like a big vacuum. So once it sucks him in, it will be painless, and you will have, like, some of the best anal sex. That is a great, great, great position for beginners.
Yeah,
lubricant, see the position, count to 15, and let it just do what it do naturally.
Ooh, girl, I'm scared of you. Man, I mean, you are definitely an expert because you know all the medical terms and everything. I just know what to expect and how I feel when a dick goes in. If it gets too much, I say, oh, whoa, Nelly, whoa. Don't be trying to shove all that shit up inside of me. I can't help myself. But, Gail, are you willing to share some of your sexual wisdom?
Well, I think this is the teacher right here. I'm learning so much, you know. But, you know, I used to be a consultant, but it's just so many different ways and things that you can do with that penis. And I know that I used to sell a thing called a male masturbator. And what it was, it's like a sleeve that goes on the penis, and it feels almost like a vagina. It has a vagina lips in the beginning of it. And when he's doing that, you can also, you know, you can put it on there a certain way, and you can also give him head with that. And here's the good thing I like about that. When he gets ready to come, you just pull it up, and he'll come in that. So there are things that you and your partner can do together and, you know, be satisfied. Now, my thing is I love toys. And some, you know, guys are not too keen on toys, and some guys, you know, they like them because some guys like to see women when they use toys on themselves. I believe most men do like that. They like to see a woman when she's pleasing herself or using a toy on herself or whatever. But the most thing that most guys that I could turn on to is the bullet. Now, this is not anything that intimidates them, and I would never ever bring out a dildo or a vibrator that's bigger than my partner. And a lot of women don't understand that. They don't. They will go and get the biggest deal knowing that boyfriend has maybe about four. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe had about 6 inches, and they'll come with a 12-inch dildo. That's intimidating to a man. You know, so you need to get, you know, and like I said, most men, they love the bullet. That's a very versatile toy, you know, for the man or the female. And it does a lot of things because you can put it on your partner's, on his scrotum, on his balls, while you're giving him fellatio. It will send him to the moon. Am I right or wrong, Angel?
Yes, and get that perineum, that area between the rectum and the testicles, that because it's adjacent to the prostate, man, mm-hmm. make him crazy.
Yep. So, you know, there are things you can...
I know. And it's just amazing, the stuff that I'm learning tonight. And like I said, I want the callers to remember, don't be shy. She's here to give you everything you need to know about how to suck dick. She can tell you how to get it, take it in the ass. She can tell you how to take it in the vajayjay. This chick is an expert on all these things, and that's how we got here. So we need to have you dial in 347-945-6003 and touch number one if you want to talk to our guest, because she is sharing a whole lot, and she got CDs and DVDs. She got all of that because she know how to work the pussy. She know how to work the dick. She's making it do what it do. But we're going to take another little break, and we're going to come back real soon. So you stay with us so you can talk to Angel after the break.
My heart couldn't take no more of you. I'm not that lonely.
thank you for tuning in on this Friday evening where we're discussing something that will tantalize the bedroom and turn on that special person. Our guest tonight is Angel, and she's an expert on fellatio, a fancy word for sucking dick. Now, this honey is to the bone. She has told us how to take it in the ass, take it in the vajayjay, how to stick it in the mouth and make this kind of sound. Girlfriend, this is bad. So if you missed it, I'm telling you, if you got some questions, you need to call in to 347-945-6003 and hit number one, and we'll know that you have a question that you would like to ask. Now, I see right now, Angel, we have a call-in queue. Last four digits, your number is 4374. We're going to bring you in so you can ask the question. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey, Miss Terry. Hi, Miss Delicious. Hey,
hey,
hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey. Hey, Angel, beautiful. This is Jay.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Jay. How are you, baby?
I am doing fabulous. My phone went dead when I was trying to tell you about the sponge, because I love the sponge. I used to call it a menstrual sponge, but some people call it a one of the brands is Sea Pearl Sponge, because I know a lot of ladies don't know that they can, you know, they think that it's messy, and they like, I don't want to have sex while I'm on my menstrual, but he wants to, you know what I'm saying? So that is good that you had mentioned that. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Sea Pearl.
So I have a question. What would you say to those people out there that are lesbians or the homosexual men that would this same thing work for them? You know, the things you said in reference to taking it up the ass, I mean, could they benefit from this as well?
Of course they will. The only thing about gay sex, because a lot of people say, well, you know, you use it, you're going to lose it. And it's true, because the rectum is not made for sex. It is pleasurable, but that was not its purpose. So a lot of gay men, they of course, they got tops and bottoms. So bottom, if they're receiving it long term, they have to start to pack their anuses like with tampons. And wet wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
and wet wipes, because it's, you know, you don't want to sneeze and shit on yourself. That's what's gonna happen. So I tell women all the time that anal sex is not something you want to do all the time. But if you're two men and that's the way you make love, then you know those are some of the risks you take with it. Of course, losing that, you know, your flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So I would not recommend anal sex all the time, but the technique most definitely will help for the beginner of, you know, the fetal position. Riding is a great one, too, because you open your body up and you can control how much goes in and out. And then missionary is a great anal position as well. For women, it's even better because you can have him enter your rectum. So your legs is open, he's in your rectum. You could take, like, a small vibrator, put it in your vagina, and then you could take, like, a bullet and put it on your clit. All the same.
Wow.
Time.
Well, let me ask you a question. So, if you're giving up anal sex, and I'm gonna tell the truth, man. I like it, you know, but I don't do it as often because I'm not trying to get hemorrhoids. But so you're suggesting that if you're into anal sex, it should be like on holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve. You know, maybe no more than five times a year.
Not even that often. Not even that often,
honey. Once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, anniversary, maybe a birthday, something like that. I would recommend, to be honest with you, let's just be real. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's cool to year, but that's not going to happen because it feels good. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, just like do the taxes or, you know, if you have your own business, do quarterly. Every 3 months, you know, so that's like four times a year. You know, so, you know, spring, winter, summer, fall. Give them a little some, you know, when the weather
season.
Changes. There you go.
Yeah,
what season on anal? You know, exactly. And he'd be like, man, I can't wait till the next season comes. What's my
message?
I
want to
ask in the pussy. If I say something,
ass
if I
up.
Can. Miss Terry, I just wanted to say something to the listeners, if I can, to those that's listening.
Baby.
I just wanted to say I have Angel's DVD, and I want to tell y'all got to get her DVD, get her book. The DVD will tell y'all all step by step. Okay.
Get mine, baby. When she said how to get, I'm getting mine because you know
step
I'm hanging down here
step.
In Alabama, man. I'm gonna be the baddest bitch down here because I'm gonna know all this shit.
I had to practice the noise. I was like, okay. I'm gonna sound sexy. But yes, y'all have to get her DVD. Really, it really speaks volumes. You think, and for those of you ladies who think y'all giving good head, I just want you to know it's always room for better. It's always room to perfect it. And
yeah.
She won't show you how to do the damn thing. So
yeah, because I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly researching, learning. The newest DVD I have called Angels Teaching Homeless Where the Heart Is, that one just came out actually a few weeks ago. And in that DVD, it's only 5 techniques, but they're like advanced techniques that you add to the fellatio you learned before. But I also teach you fantasies, but I got a technique on there called death. And, the death technique, I mean, I got warning labels on the thing. Look, warning, I'm not responsible for the death of your man, but this is death right here. Like, it could take him right to that point where he's going
to
meet his maker. Yeah.
Wow, I got to learn that, but I got to make sure this person got
what is that all about?
And the tickets are working real well, but these are great Christmas stocking
stuff. Yes. And can I just do a little plug for myself real quick? Is that okay?
Take your time. Go do what you do, baby.
I just want everyone to know, please go pick up Essence. I'm in the Essence magazine for the January issue, which came out this month, because, you know, they always do it a month early. Of it, and I'm on page 54. I'm giving some tidbits, some information. I've been getting a lot of responses from it. Essence actually wants me to do 3 more articles in their magazine, so apparently it's doing really well. And Monday, I just was in New York. I just did the Howard Stern show Monday. So I'm super excited about that because, you know, Howard Stern is like the Oprah for what I do.
Right.
So it has really taken me to a whole nother level. So I just want to thank everyone
that's
out there.
What page are you on in Essence?
Page 54.
54?
Right.
Well, we
want to
congratulate you. And congratulations, girl. You're doing it.
Thank you.
Essence right here, darling.
And I want to thank you, ladies. For having me as well. I mean, it's truly a blessing to, you know, for people to want to reach out and learn something new and don't be so prudish. It's like the women are really coming to their own sexuality this decade, I've noticed. You know, they're not as uptight about their bodies and the purpose of them, and they're more comfortable in their skin. So I just want to thank you, ladies, for having me on, you know, and not run from me and embrace me.
Okay, I'm going to embrace.
You know, because women, this is the problem with some women. They don't really want to come together, you know. Women want to be backstabbing and, you know, talking about this. And, you know, we all need to get together so we can teach each other, you know, and learn from each other, embrace each other, you know, and just give the love to each other. You see what I'm saying? This is what you're doing is a good thing because some women, like you said, thought they had, I know how to suck a dick. I'm the best one. But believe it or not, every woman has their own little technique, but it's always room for learning more. You see what I'm saying? I've definitely learned some more things.
I really do.
You know, it's always room for learning more. So I appreciate you, and I love you for that.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Oh, you're going to make me cry. Thank you.
Don't cry, girl.
You
know, give us some more
to tell. I'm going to get tears in my eyes. Good.
Oh, baby.
Let me ask you this. You're going to come up to the DMV. Are you going to ever make a stop here? You know, where the president lives in the Washington, D.C. area, darling.
You know what? If someone books me, most definitely I will. Because I don't do, like, tours where I just go to cities and then just set up shop. Usually the ladies call me, they hire me, and I come in and do it in their home or wherever the venue is. So if someone out there wants to...
Hey, question, how much is it for a private party for you to show? I mean, give some people out there some prices, because some people might want to be, you know, private, you know, too embarrassed to do a group thing. How much for private lessons on how to, you know, suck dick? I mean, I'm doing pretty good, but I can always learn more by watching DVD.
Right.
But just for people out there who's listening,
the classes are $700, but every year they go up $50. So next year it'll be $750, and that's for 1 to 20 ladies. Out of town, of course, people have to pay for, you know, air and hotel and, you know, getting me back and forth to the venue as well. But you know, they can charge their guests whatever they want because you're sending someone from out of town. So that's strictly on the host and her guests. But in the class, all the ladies get a booklet that you cannot get online. You can't get anywhere but in my class. And in that, it teaches you the semen, how many calories, how to change the taste of semen, how to deep throw, hand jobs, anatomy. That's just an additional, I don't even teach that in the class. That's just additional information I get for free. Then the women take notes. The notes are very important because all about the presentation, how they're going to do it at home. So the notes are really cool. And then I teach a class. I teach the women how to put a condom over their mouth. They learn with the dildos. They do the graceful technique. And then there's a time where they ask questions, and it can be about anything. I have so much information to give women. It's just sometimes I can't get it all even in the 3 hours in the class, but I try my best to give everything I know. Then I teach a fantasy, and then at the very end, I teach them how to squirt, because every woman can squirt.
Okay.
And I
want to
say, somebody had mentioned in a group that we're all affiliated with, Miss Angel, that they have been in your group, they have been in the workshop, but they also have your DVD. And so I wanted the listeners to know that they said that, and it's true, it is true, that personal attention that you get in a group is different than watching a DVD. Even though you're learning a lot from that DVD, when you're in that group, Angel is coming up to y'all, giving y'all individual attention. So
yeah, I'm grabbing your head, making you suck it. Yeah, because you know what? But that's like anything. You know, if you watch a DVD about someone working out, you watch what they do. And when you in a and you in a club with a personal trainer, they in your butt. Get it. So that's, you know, it is a big difference. It is a big difference for me being in person. And, I mean, you know, you get what you pay for, even though the DVDs are excellent. But, of course, I'm not there to teach you, because some people don't get it right. In the classes, I can sit there all day long and show them, and they can't get the concept of what I'm doing, because I'm doing things totally different than what the average person does, because I simplify head. We make it so complicated, and it's not. The saliva and the sound effects are the bells and the whistles, but the technique itself is simple. And a lot of women just go for gold. They be just doing so much, and I'm like, baby, you don't have to do all of that because you've been trained wrong. You know, some men have told you to just act like you sucking dick is sex. It's not. Giving head is totally different from sex. Sex is in and out, twisting, juicy, whatever, but head is an art. You can manipulate using the back of your tongue, your teeth pop, your lips popping, sucking. You know, it's so much you can do.
Right.
And visual, that you is like love making to the dick with your mouth. Stop it. All this extra stuff.
She's creating it so that your jaws is not going to be tired. You're not going to feel that locked jaw kind of
never,
feeling.
Never.
That's the one thing that's excellent about it as well.
Yeah, your mouth never gets tired, ever. Never will get tired with my blowjobs. Never, never, never. If your mouth is ever tired giving head, you are doing it wrong. You should never, ever be tired, ever. Not even from the beginning to the end.
I love it.
And I just want to recap a little bit. Angel told us how to pinch off that little spot right above the balls at the bottom of the shaft, and that way, if he comes, it'll still come and you won't be in your mouth, and then when you release it, am I correct, it's going to spurt all over the place and he's going to think he came twice?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Man, I like that one. That's easy to do, ladies.
That's
going to
be a super
spurt. That's really, really good. And recap about the grapefruit, how a guy can think of a pussy.
Right. Now, one thing about the grapefruit that I want people to understand, if you do not get the DVD, do not try it at home. You know how they put the warnings, because there is a right and a wrong way to cut it, is a right and a wrong way to insert it, and there's a certain thing that you need to do to get it correct. Because I had women who did it, and they was like, he hated it, and I was listening to what you were saying. That's why visual is so much better. Now, if you want to go home and practice and try to figure it out, that's fine. I'm not responsible, so no one can call me and sue me for anything. No, I show you step by step. But the grapefruit technique, it will feel like sex and head at the same time. It is an amazing, amazing feeling. But after you grapefruit your man, one of the most important parts of it is make sure he cleans himself first before you have sex. Sometimes, men get, they bust a nut, but they can still keep going, and he's so charged up, he want to just insert it. But because he has grapefruit all over his penis, he will insert that inside of you, and then you'll get a yeast infection. So please make sure, clean off first, and then go into any other sexual activity.
You got to get the DVD, because I'm telling you, that is like the for that DVD, that's the prize right there for him. Lord,
yeah.
And y'all won't look at a grapefruit the same.
No, and neither will him. There is a sex toy after that. It's nothing to eat. That's some serious business. And then love the figure eight. For those who've seen my DVD or took a class, I have a technique where he's laying on his stomach. It's like the foreplay to the foreplay. You have to learn the figure eight. If you don't know nothing else, the main three things, the figure eight, mouth-watering good, and that grapefruit, baby, bye. Because the figure eight is so authoritative. You just, degrading him, and you just, all at the same time. It's just beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful.
God. Angel, you have definitely given us a lot. And we're going to take a break pretty soon, and we're going to come back. And when we come back, we want everyone to know how to get Angel's products. And I want to get my product, but I want my sign. I want my, CD signed, my DVD signed.
I wasn't looking when it snuffed me. Kissed me hard with the uppercut. I tried to block before it touched me. I didn't have the chance to duck. Her beauty distracted my vision. I was stuck with precision. Those eyes mesmerized me, causing a head-on collision. Dead in the face. I didn't see it coming. I couldn't fight back. Love had me sidetracked. I should have started running. We only went one round before I fell straight to the ground. My coach, he didn't prepare me, and it's starting to scare me. I've been overwhelmed.
Well, that was a lovely song by Natrell called Suckered by Love. And our special guest tonight on this Friday evening, where it's cooled and cold and you got to bundle up, is our guest Angel, who is an expert on fellatio. It's not but a fancy term for sucking dick. Oh, she can share with you how to take it in your butt. And she said, let that be like every season because you don't want the hole to drop out. She can show you how to do it in the vajayjay. This chick got a wisdom that's just unsurpassed that you got to listening closely when she shared with you how to get her product, because I definitely want my product. And I want to thank everybody who's tuning in tonight. And if you want to call in and talk to our guests, call 347-945-6003 and press 1, and I will know that you want to talk to Angel. And I want to thank Gail Delicious Johnson for being here tonight, holding down the fort with me. I want to thank Jade, who also is her own radio host of Erotic Talk Radio. And so this is right up her alley. She's a love guru. And these other guests I see on live, but too bashful to raise their hand, but that's okay. I'm going to try to ask a question that you might want to know, but we'll bring it back to Angel. Angel, thank you, darling, for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Now, I see that my co-host tonight, Miss Delicious over there, she's sitting back there. Put your hands down. I think she's trying to try that shit that you're talking about. I'm watching you on Skype. Put that shit down. She got her little tree. I'm going to spank her damn ass. Hey, what are you doing, girl?
Y'all are so silly.
I'm just taking it all in. You know, I ain't never too old to learn nothing, and I always learn something new every day. Every day I'm learning something new. Okay.
All right.
You know, just real quick, Angel, give a shout out again so people will know how to get your product. And it costs about $700, and next year will be $750. It goes up each year. If you want to have a little class, you can come to. But if she flies in, you also have to pay for airfare and hotel accommodations and take her to and from the venue. But it's well worth it. Get your little group of women there. It'll pay for itself.
Yes, yes. My website is angelseroticsolutions.com. When you go to the website, the beginning of it just tells you a little bit about me, but then there are different pages, and then one page is booking. When you do click on booking, it tells you all the prices, everything that's in, you know, the deposit, what I'm available for. I do classes for, like, open up erotic shows and comedy shows, so usually people just want me for, like, 30 minutes or an hour or something like that as well. And then there's a product page, and that has both of my DVDs and also my book. I do have a combination for all three if someone wanted all three. It's a little cheaper. And also, I just want people to know that, you know, you can look me up on Facebook. My Facebook is Angel Talks Midnight. My Twitter is Angels with an S, Secrets 2. That's the name of my book, Angel Secrets. And then my Instagram is Angel2012. So you can kind of look me up. You can Google me if you forget all that stuff. I'm on YouTube, all that great stuff as well. Thank everyone for supporting me. I'm in Essence Magazine. Just look out for me. I'm trying to do bigger and better things. I'm just trying to save the world one dick at a time. I feel like if every man's getting his dick sucked, the world will be a better place. That's my mission.
One dick at a time. Oh, man, I like that because I used to think I was on a sword, but I'm going to bow down to Angel. Oh, my goodness. Now, Angel, you said about 9 years ago you perfected the art of sucking dick. Now, at that time, was that the same guy you're with now that you were with 9 years ago?
No, actually, we recently just got divorced. We're still friends. We, you know, we have children together. But what happened in that situation, we were just lovers. We just had a great sexual chemistry, but we weren't friends. And what happens over time, you know, the kids get older, your conversation becomes less and less, and then you realize we don't have anything in common but sex. And then sex doesn't become as good because it's much better with your, you know, because he's your friend and all these different things. So our marriage ended, and, you know, and we're really cool, you know, and everything. But I am in a new relationship with someone else who is actually my friend. He's like my best friend. He is an amazing person. I'm very great supporter of everything that I do. Some people out there in the world know who he is, and some don't. But yeah, I have to give a shout out to him. He's a great guy.
That's wonderful. And you give real life to the term, I'm going to rock your world. A lot of people use that term, and they ain't rock shit. He just got off his rocks. You give new meaning to that. I'm going to rock his world. Man, I just so enjoy what you said, you know. And what's your thoughts on Angel when you get these guys whose penis look like a button, but you got to, like, pull it with a tweezer trying to find it? Because I've had that before, and it really just pissed me the hell off. You know,
I would just go. I wouldn't even try to play around and try to figure out what I'm going to do with it, because I'm going to eventually cheat on them. So, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, it's more to life than just sex, but it's a big part of it. You know, sex is a beautiful thing, and if you can't enjoy any of it, likelihood you're gonna cheat. So I don't even have a comment. I feel bad for those men. I would suggest that they go seek some type of surgery, because they do have things to help, you know, enlarge their penises, because that has to be a horrible self-confidence thing to walk around knowing that your penis is smaller than a child. That's just
But you know, these guys try to perpetrate. They try to act like, well, I'm going to overcompensate and keep eating your pussy, and then eat your pussy, and it's all raw and sore because they keep eating because they want, you know. I'd be saying, damn, but when it's time to hit that shit, man, hit it hard, man, your leg's up there in the air, but, you know, you're just getting a cramp in your damn back because it's not going deep enough. But they don't want to use the toys. I mean, you know, hey, if you don't have a dick, you can use a toy, but, you know, what about those guys who don't want to accept the fact that something is wrong with this picture? It ain't about me, don't want you. You just ain't got the tools to work with.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to be honest. I've never, ever, ever in my life had sex with someone before I saw what they was working with. I'm not even finna sit there and like you a lot, and we go out and spend all this time, and then when it comes down to the sex, I'm going to be disappointed. I might seem like a whore. Somebody might be like, you know what, that ain't right. I need to know. One, I need some paperwork to make sure that whatever it is you got is clean. And then number two, I need to see what you're working with, because I know my body, and I'm not going to I'm not going to accept it. So you ain't going to better eat me raw and then stick nothing in me, because I already know you ain't got nothing, so you ain't never going to eat me out in the first place.
Yeah, well, what do you do when you already got yourself caught up in that kind of scenario?
It's nothing you can do, because it's really nothing you can do but fake it like it feel good and then go home and get your toy and finish the job. Really, it's nothing else you can do.
I had that happen to me one time. A guy had told me that he was packing and all this and that, so when he got there, and I said, when he pulled it out, I said, I thought you had this amount. But I didn't want to. I said, well, you know what? My stomach is killing me. Get rid of him like that. I mean, because why would you lie about your dick, especially if you're coming over to do something? Tell the truth.
They can't do nothing.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, I got a stomach.
But you know what? I mean, just think about it. A man already, you know, that, since if he's an alpha male, he knows he doesn't have a big penis. How did you start off a conversation with any woman ever in your life like, well, you know, I'm a cool guy, but I really don't have a big penis? Because now you're never going to get any play. So he's hoping and praying that when it gets down to that last minute, that you just be like, man, I really do like him. He cool. And you know what? I'm just going to work with it. So he's going 50-50. He's trying to figure it out. You know, so I don't blame him. I'll do it down to the last second, too, until you tell me absolutely not. He already know you're going to say no anyway.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, so he might, at least he'll get dates and a little kissing. He might even let you, you know, you might even let him eat you out a couple of times. So he's going to get something out the deal than just sitting at home watching football all day.
Yeah, well, I want to make it clear to these ladies out here, some of the points that Angel touched on, and those were, It's a place where you can touch, and it's on her DVD where you don't have to get his ejaculation in your mouth, and then the next time when you release it, it can swirl all over the goddamn ceiling if you wanted to, but you got enough time to move your damn head out the way. She doesn't share with us about don't be having too much anal sex because your lips are going to start talking, and it's going to get all big down there, and for people that's homosexual, she said, baby, just going to have to pack it, you know, if you want to do that. And for us women, she said, make it like a special occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, or maybe every season. So that's four times a year max. So if you got a hemorrhoid problem, it's sure going to make it drop down. Also share with you, okay, don't be putting the grapefruit on his penis because that citrus and that acid is going to burn. So when it go inside your pussy, you're going to say, ah! You're going to be ashamed of yourself because you're going to be screaming like a biatch. So, you know, you know, shared a lot of things. I've been taking notes. I ain't taking no more damn notes. I'm just going to get a DVD, you know. And that's why these people are in a talk to Angel. You got to call 347-945-6003 and hit the number one so you can talk to Angel. Because if you don't, we're going to be wrapping this up pretty soon. So on that note, I want to give Jade opportunity, who is our love guru, ask another question that we might want to have the answer to.
I just want to know when your next function is, girl, because you just be doing it. That's all. You be doing it. So I like to hear what you do so I can try to support you as much as I can and keep
Amen.
Up with new DVDs and books that be coming out because I want to keep perfecting my head game, you know.
Oh, that's right. We all do.
Listen.
Yes, I know I do.
I don't want nobody to say, well, damn, Jade, I thought you knew. Yeah, listen, we learn every day, too. So even as a perfectionist, a sex guru, whatever you want to call it, sexologist, I'm still learning new shit every day, too. So
exactly.
Ain't no shame in my game.
I know that's right. Well, you know what? The newest project that I'm working on, because, like I said, the DVD just hit, so, you know, we're really pushing that. I do have a part two, but that probably won't come out until next year, the end of next year. But I do have a book that I'm working on that I'm trying to help you finish up. It is called The Power of the Dick. Ladies, if you like to read, you know, erotic novels, this is going to be super, super hot. We, you know, in the world, we always say it's power in the pussy. But we have given power in the dick lately. You know, there's men out here, they ain't got to work. They can sit at home, they can chill, and we paying for their bills because they throwing that dick. And it's just this book is really erotic as far as the sex, but it does have a really good message with it as well. So The Power of the Dick, I will be letting everyone know soon. I'm trying to get it out and have it out before Valentine's Day. That's my tentative goal. And then, you know, I got other projects that people are working on right now, so I really can't say what's going on because you never know. So I will keep posted. Make sure you know, watch Twitter. And then, of course, anyone who knows me knows my manager, Jay. He is like my marketing. He's a little bit, he's everything. He has 1,000 hats. He will be posting and letting people know everything. For those who are listening, you can always give him a shout-out on at Jay. Chambers, I'm sorry, you know what, actually, go on, get Jay Chambers 3 on his Twitter, Jay Chambers 3 Twitter, or you can email him, or matter of fact, you know, let me give you his phone number, better yet, 630-240-8061, call my manager, just point blank, you ain't got to email him, call him, 360-240-8061, Jay Chambers, if you want to book a class, you want to find out what's going on with Angel, that's what you get paid for. Call him.
Let me ask you something real quick. If you wanted to say something to our listeners, to Miss Terry's listeners, in order to tell them, like, what is that shocker when it comes to DVD? I'll say the DVDs, but that would seem to say, really do need to get there. I really need to get there.
Okay, so you're saying what is, if I was to tell someone to get the DVD, what is the shock? What is going to make them want to get it more than anything? Or what's going to shock them when they see it? Hello?
I don't know. I think Jay has faded in and faded out. But I thought you were trying to say, what would you say that interests them to get the DVD?
What would interest them to get the DVD?
You know, you don't need much for me. All you just got to say, well, here's a technical how to suck dick. You know, hey, if you want to suck dick, you know the DVD is for you. I don't need no hype.
Right. But you know what? I think that the thing is that there's no other product out there like what I have. There are porn, but there's nothing really that's instructional step-by-step that actually works. So the DVD, one, is going to be a self-confident DVD. You're going to know more about yourself, your self-confidence, and more about his penis than you've ever, ever known in your entire life. You don't have to guess anything. I took that all out of it for you. Then you're going to be able to learn techniques that you probably were doing before, but you didn't know where to put them and how long or how, you know, just where it should go. And then you're going to actually be like, wow, I actually achieved the perfect blowjob without him actually killing my neck or me being tired. That's the best out of all. That's the worst part of head is just doing all that work, don't get any result, and now you're tired of your mouth hurts.
I mean, I want to be able to give head from this point on without it killing me, and I want to put that sucker to bed, make him go to sleep.
I know, right? And if you're giving him a 5-minute blowjob, that means you should at least give him head 4 times a week. That's only 20 minutes out your week.
Exactly.
You know, and we spend more hours putting on makeup or doing something silly. Give him some head. Just make him feel appreciated.
Yeah, so he can get off your back. But you know, I want to share with my listeners that we need to stay tuned with Unmasked with authoress Terry Law on Blog Talk Radio, because this week we have the expert on fellatio, but coming up next week we have something even special. We have a lady that was married to a guy for years, had children, and he was a down low brother. He was patting it in the butt. You know, and he came out like he was GQ, and the ups and downs of that relationship. And I want everyone to know, always follow me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and you can get my books. I wrote 8 books working on 9 and 10. My personal website is www.terrylye.com. And if you want to call these last few minutes with our guest, Angel, she's an expert on fellatio, please dial 347-945-6003 and press the 1 so I know that you want to ask her a question. And I'm going to turn this over real quick to my co-host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and she can ask Miss Angel some other things, because I see her taking notes right there. I mean, she's writing fast, man. She should have been typing it.
Hello.
Yeah, so now you're quiet. I'm going to bust you out, right?
I told you, you know, like I'm basically tonight I'm being a student. You know, there are some things that I know, but like, you know, I'm learning, you know, different things, you know, as far as like when, you know, you can keep the cum from coming out before you, you know, as long as you give them fellatio and to keep it from coming out, because I'm strictly against, you know, that texture, the taste, and, you know, so forth and so on. Not to say that one day I may not swallow, but right now, not. You know, but, you know, I don't knock any woman who does, because I know one woman says she swallows because she just don't like the mess, you know, but I would rather have the mess. But, you know, people do what they do, and that's what they do. You know, I do what I do, and that's what I do. So, you know, but one day, you know, when I...
Who wants to ask a question of our guest? And this caller, last 4 digits of your number is 1061. Caller, are you there?
I am. Hey, Miss Terry. Hey, Mom Duke.
Hey,
darling. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right. I've been trying to listen at y'all's show and after damn phone calls at the same time. I'm like, they're making me miss the show.
So now you got Angel, and she can tell you anything you want to know about sucking the dick, man. She is truly a connoisseur.
Okay, well, I got a question. see, I was told by my doctor, well, really my son's doctor, like my throat is not that big, so I just can't, I can't go all the way down on a dude's penis unless it's small, because I be about to gag. I can't do it. How do I learn how to get control, I guess, of those muscles to be able to do that? Because I'm with mom dudes. I can't swallow. I used to think you could get pregnant off of that. I can't
do
it.
Wow. Okay, so let me tell you one thing. Oral sex, when you give in head, you do not always have to put his whole penis in your mouth. That's our misconception with head. We think we constantly have to put it in our mouth, shove it like it's a vagina. It is not. It's a mouth. You got to breathe. You can use other parts. You got taste buds that you can use, the texture, the underbelly of your tongue. You can use your teeth, your lips. Head is not complicated. So I have techniques that you do not always have to constantly put it in your mouth. You watch my DVD step by step. I have one where you just concentrate on the freedom. I have one that you're basically just sucking and spitting. You're not even putting a penis in your mouth. I have some that you put a little bit in the head of your mouth, some just on the head, some you sliding down the shaft. I have some where you are just licking up the shaft and suck a little bit and come back down. I have some where you just jagging them off and you sucking just his balls. So when you go through this whole blowjob, you're going to be like, wow, I never even really put his whole dick in my mouth, because you've been doing it wrong. You think your mouth is a vagina, and it's not. So with all that being said, you don't have to worry about size and it going down your throat. But if you wanted to, if you wanted to deep throat a little bit more, you can do a couple of things to help stretch your throat. One, lay on your back and put your head over the bed. When it's like, you need to make your throat into a straight line. Then have him go in and place his penis in your mouth. See if you can take it in that way, because what happens is it'll stretching out your throat, and you can actually, it'll go straight down to like your esophagus. And you can deep throat. Very simple that way. It's not painful or anything. But if it becomes painful, it is because you have a smaller, esophagus and mouth. Then just don't worry about it. Don't try to force your body to do something you can't do. Just go by those steps that, like I have in my DVD, where you don't have to do as much. It's sucking dick is so simple. It really is. It really is.
Okay.
That's enough. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It ain't all about making that sound. You got to choose some words. You got to work, baby. Man, I mean, I am just amazed. I mean, you know, and that gag sound, you know, now I know it's okay to sound like a cat with a fur ball.
Yes. 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 He'll remember you. Let him remember. You want to be rememberable. You want him, when he died, the last thing he going to think of is, and he's just going to fall out. Girl, please.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
baby, Angel, I cannot thank you enough for being here tonight, listening to our questions and responding and enlightening the sisters, you know, because, you know, you have showed me and shared some things with me that I never knew. You know, now I've seen Angel in this video. Now, baby, this female, she took that condom and she had it in her mouth and she rolled that shit down his dick and she sucked it back up like, you know, she had a string, man. I don't know how you did that. How did you learn to do that? And I was wondering, you know, with the different condoms, they got that spermicide on it. That shit tastes horrible. How do you be getting past that taste?
You know what? They have several different kind of condoms. The ones that I normally use, especially in my class, I will either use flavored condoms, but the reality is most people don't walk around with flavored condoms. So I tell women they need to always have their own condoms with them, make sure the expiration date and all that stuff is fine. And then find a condom that works well with you. Lifestyle has a good condom taste for it, and I think it's Durex. Trojan, you know, and a lot of them do. It just depends on... you have to look at the condoms, and they have some that's non-lubricated. So if you are you want to give them head, get a non-lubricated condom. That way you don't have to worry about it. They have non-latex condoms. You just got to kind of do your research and find out what works best for you. But I did that because my first DVD, I was married, and I didn't think about a condom because I was really geared, you know, towards married women. But then when my relationship ended, I realized, okay, now I'm going back out there and giving head, and I'm not married, which I realize a lot of people are not married giving head. So what can I give the women alternative who want to do it, but they want to be safe at the same time? And condom use is very, very important because in our communities, or my community, African-American women, at this point, HIV is the number one killer for black women. I'm in Chicago, and 87% of the HIV victims in Chicago are African-American women. So that means out of 100% of the people they know for a fact have HIV, 87% of them are black women, and it's just not acceptable, you know, and a lot of that does have to do with the down low men, and, you know, these are heterosexual women. A lot of them are, these women are born with HIV, you know, because their mother had it from drug use or whatever, so we're dying by the masses. So safe sex is just so, so, so important. So that was one of the reasons why I made sure that, you know, the condom use was important on the DVD.
Wow, and it is, and people need to take stock in that. When a guy don't want you to put one on, because he'll tell you some crap that it feels better with it off, then you don't need to be sleeping with that guy, because it's okay to say, I'm sorry, but when you get caught up and you get AIDS or something else or herpes or whatever, when you get caught up, you can't get rid of it. So, you know, it's best to offend somebody first and stand your ground, because if they don't want to be protected, and you don't want to be having sex. Don't let the pretty face, because you get caught up into some things. But on that note, I'm going to wrap this up probably about 15 minutes early. And for all of y'all that was listening, I'm sure y'all enjoyed what y'all had to hear from Miss Angel. I sure appreciate the sex guru, Miss Jay, calling in, and especially my co-host, Miss Gail Delicious Johnson, and all the people who tuned in. I want to thank you, and I want to give Angel an opportunity to share one more time how to get her stuff, and then after that, Gail, I want you to say how to listen to your radio show and what you do, because this chick is dynamic as well. And then I'm going to sign off, and then anybody, if y'all want to go to the archives, you can get this segment anytime you want once the show is finished airing. And remember to tune in next week with Unmasked with Authoress Lyle, where my guest will be a woman married to one of those download brothers. And on that note, Angel, share with them how to get your products.
Yes, you can go to my website, Angels with an S, Erotic Solutions with an S.com. So angelseroticsolutions.com. Go get the products. I have two DVDs out. I'm also an author of Angel Secrets. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. I am Angel2012. On Twitter, I'm Angel Secrets, the name of my book, too. And on Facebook, I am Angel Talks Midnight. Please follow me. Please check me out. I just want to thank everyone for everything that's going on. Oh, make sure you go check me out on Essence this month. On page 54, Jennifer Hudson is on the cover. I'm giving some good tidbits on fellatio as well in there. And I just want to thank you guys again for having me. And go Christmas gifts. The fellatio is the gift that keeps on giving.
Amen.
Hey.
Yes, it do.
Yeah.
Woo, it keeps on giving.
Yes, it do.
Yes. Now, Ms. Delicious Johnson, you got something you want to say, dear?
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I really want to thank you, Angel, for stopping by our mass with Authoress Terry Lyles, and we do appreciate all the information that you divulged tonight. And hopefully, you know, somebody out there learned something and is going to apply it, because the things that I learned, I'm definitely going to apply it. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing, you know, and like you said, if you say one dick, that's all it takes, you know. But we do appreciate you stopping by. And I want everybody to know that I also have my own show every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. over there on Delicious Talk. I have a segment called Bringing Sexy Back, which is about different subject matters. It's not only, you know, about sex, but we do talk about sex over there as well. And that's every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. on Bringing Sexy Back. And then on Sunday, you have got to stop by Gail's Blues Joint. This Sunday I'm having a really nice show, because it's going to be a I'm going to be playing different authors' Christmas music. I really was going to keep that as a surprise for you guys, but it's really going to be really, really good. And that's this Sunday at 7 p.m. over there on Gail's Blues Joint, where the admission is free, drinks and food. And you can come and let your hair down, dance, do whatever. You know, that's every Sunday, 7 p.m., Gail's Blues Joint. And at the end of the month, the last Friday of the month, I have my musical show, which airs at 10:30 p.m., where I do house music, happy hour, or slow jams. And starting in January, me and my co-host will be getting back into having open topics. That's every first Friday of the month at 11 p.m. That's starting in January. And from the 21st of this month until the 5th of January, we'll be on a short sabbatical because I know people have things to do getting their holidays together, and I have things that I have to do. So next week will be the last week that I'll be on until January the 5th. And, you know, so... Like, I do appreciate, and I also appreciate you, Terry Lyles, for, you know, letting me be your co-host this evening. I really do appreciate that.
Anytime, baby.
And everybody who called in, I appreciate that. Thanks, Miss Kane and Jade and, you know, everybody who was in the chat room or just out there listening on any device that they can listen on because, you know, everybody doesn't have a computer, but there is, you know, we come across iPhones, iPads or whatever. But, you know, we do appreciate you guys stopping in.
Yes. And I also want to elaborate that, Angel, anytime you got a new product or something you want to say, you're welcome to come back here and see this as home. You can always come back, baby. You're not a guest. You're going to be family. And I want to thank everybody that tuned in and listened in, like Mr. Licious said. And I'm going to share with everyone that, don't let nobody judge you about what you do. Do what you do and make yourself feel good at what you're doing. Because just because we're talking about sucking dick tonight doesn't make you a whore. It doesn't make you shameless. It just makes you talented. And so I'm going to tune up my skills. I'm going to make it do what it do because I'm going to be the baddest bitch in Alabama because I'm going to know how to suck the dick. And I want to thank you, Angel, for sharing that. So please, hey, don't judge me. On that note, we're going to say good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, Angel. Good night, Delicious.
Good night, baby.
Good night,
diggy.
Darling.
Good night.
Only God can judge me. Is that right? Only God, man. Nobody else. Nobody else. All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business. Really? Perhaps I was drawn to the facts. Stabbed in the back. I couldn't trust my own home. Just to bust a dirty back. Will I succeed? Paranoid from the weed. And hocus pocus try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's gone. Tell me what's the use of trying. I've been trapped since birth. Cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man out to fear. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make a wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Knocking on heaven's door. In all my memories, I'm seeing brothers bleed and everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media is full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
I can make it, got a body full of bullet holes, laying here naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but through the Lord's care. Trying to remember, but it hurts. So I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. Like a man, to live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven in the towers. Black power is what we scream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck Pete, cause the street got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trap. And they wonder why we suicidal running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to feed it. It's a million motherfuckers.
only make me stronger. For real. I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
No.
Let me live, man. Let me live.
Pop, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the realer. But instance, say a player hating marks out to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him to start praying. Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of laws or judges. When we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, lift him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tips. Now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could pay the punk, I wish you would. To be the same motherfuckers in your face. That'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase. Grass, glass, big swing and leather couch. My new shit is so petty, already sold the key an ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging bullets representing the bank. Pop, when you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the truck, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug. That love to hit the late night club, drinks and buns. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to floss some ball players, sit with Fote. Only God can judge me on the side. Only God can judge me, only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. That's real. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay, give me another phone.